Uksivhosam, it says over there, Rashi Betumas Migdash, in the Pasha of Paraduma, it says also, Tomeyia oi tumasa boy. So Mal Halan Tumas Migdash, just like over the Pasuk about Midbar Yutet, it's talking about going into the base of Migdash, when you Tomei, Afkan here also, by the Pasha of Oilu V'Yorid, Tumas Migdash. That's talking about Tumas Migdash on this Shechayva Korban Oilu V'Yorid. So Mar says, if so, V'yela Bo Lomali, what do I need the word Bo for? Rashi says, Lamute Truma, what do you tell me the word Bo? To exclude Truma, to make it face Lechubay, to Mahana Layasa Shechayn Korus. Like, once you're telling me it's included Migdash, so now you can't learn out Truma from Migdash and from Kachim, because those two things is a Chiyuv Korus. Ma'ashen Kein Truma is a Misa B'dei Shemayim. So what do I need a Pasuk Bo? To exclude Truma, where's the Havamina that it's Chayiv? Lomali. Delabo Lomali. Gemara says, the rabbis, Nevelas Oif Tor. Come to teach us that this type of a Tumma, if you eat the Nevela of an Oif Tor, you're eating it, that's a Chiddush. If you touch a Nevelas Oif Tor, you're Tor. Only if you swallow it. Rashi says, if you eat it, the Chiddush is, and then you go into the Beis HaMikdash, that's your Chayiv. That's the Chiddush of Bo. It's not a miyut, but it's a ribui. Mar says, "Ayo amrit bo miyutu." You told me before, not that. You told me before, bo is a miyut. So Mar says, "Mishum demiyutehu." I sir, since it's a miyut, it comes to include something. In other words, like Rashi says, it's a miyut acha miyut, which is the rabbis. Rashi says, "Mishum demiyutu the I sir miyut is there bo the rabbis." This miyut true bo is a miyut, but it comes to include something. I will soon explain because there are two miyuts in here. And when the Torah says to miyutim, that's the klal ein miyut achamiyut el the rabbis. Ksiv, it says oy ki yigar means duvat negiya. Mashma only you touch something that makes you tummy negiya in the lav bar negiya loy. But something like an oif tor, a nevelas oif tor, a dead when a bird that's tor when it dies, if you just touch the nevela, you're not tummy. So I would not know if you eat it that such a tumma is mechayev you. So ksiv bo, it says the word bo again. Miyuto, it's another miyut to say what? That only yechayiv if you eat, if you touch something that's tamei. But just by eating it, you will not become tamei for this halach of migdash. If so, miyut acha miyut. There are two miyutum here. Oy ki yiga tells me only if you touch tamei and not if you eat it. And bo means also only if you touch it, not if you eat it. So it's a miyut acha miyut. Therefore, the klal is, v'yeh miyut acha miyut la rabbis. When you have two miyutim, zachas there, then it comes la rabbis. That's why, true, the word bo really is a miyut. But here it comes out, since there's a miyut acha miyut, that's the question, why does the Torah take it out twice? If it really means to take it out, just say once. What are you saying twice for? The second time tells me the opposite way. The Karech of a Drush, it comes to include. So we're coming to include now that if a person eats a nevelas oif tor, that makes his tumah, it makes him tumah. And even for such a tumah, if he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayav a korban el v'yerid. But true, for truma, you do not need any posik. Truma, there's no havamina to learn it out from. Truma is a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. That's not doina to migdash and to kachim.
We are holding off Zayin on the base, the top, the two dots. The Mishnah says now, Yesh bo yediyah b'atchila. If somebody had a yediyah at the beginning, means he knew he was tameh, he touched the mace in the morning. But if he ain't bo yediyah b'atsoif, he forgot about it, he went into the base of Migdash, and up until now he still does not remember. So the Mishnah says that the soyer hanase b'fnim, on Yom Tzip is mechaper. The soyer l'ashem, that's mechaper such a person. What does it mean it's mechaper? It means that it's toila, he doesn't get his punishment. Because when he realizes what he did, so then he'll have a yediyah at the beginning, halom in the middle, and a yediyah b'asayv, he'll have a chiyuv korban el v'yerid. So Mishnah says this is a case that it's toila, it protects him until he remembers that he did the chet. Tana Rabbanim, the pasuk says, by this soyer of Lashem, the soyer ha'pnim on Yom Kippur, v'chiper al ha'kodesh, Mitumais b'nei Yisrael. This should be mechaper for the tumais, for the chatoyim that Klai Yisrael did by tumah. Now, yesh le binyan zeh. I don't know what the pasuk means. So really, I should include in this pasuk mitumos lohavi shalosh tumos. There are three types of averus that the Torah calls it tumos. There's the tumah of avodah zarah, the tumah gilui arayos, the tumah shvichas damim. Why? The avodah zarah oimer leman timei es mikdoshai. It says, Lashon is, if you worship avodah zarah, you be metame the base of mikdosh. So here the pasuk says, V'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. So maybe the Sawyer hanasa lefnim on Yom Kippur is mechapa megu on the chet of avodah zarah. We'll soon see what the havamina is. The chur, if he does it, v'meizid yischai is misa. If he does it, v'shege yischai v'kor v'chatas kavua. So what's the havamina? Why would I need the Sawyer hanasa lefnim on Yom Kippur to be mechapa? This we'll soon see. Now the same thing by Gilu Arroyas, who way when the pasuk says, Ushmartem es mishmarti, levilti asais mechukas atuavis, and it ends off, uloi sitamu behem, you should not be matami yourself. So also the chet of Gil Arroyas also says the word tumah. So maybe this Sawyer of Pnim is mechapur on the chet of Gil Arroyas. And then the shvichas domen hu aimer, also the pasuk says, uloi sitamu es oritz, so don't kill people, not to be matami the oritz. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Al Gimel Tumas Halolu Ye Soye Mechaper. Maybe again, when the Pasuk says, V'chiper Al HaKodesh Mitumas Pnei Yisrael, that means from all these three Chatoyim, that the Soye Hanasa Befnim is Mechaper. Talmud Leim, I just know the Pasuk itself says, Mitumas, Amen, Mitumas Pnei Yisrael, from the Tumas of Pnei Yisrael. And as a Diyak, V'loi Kol Tumas. Not all Averis that have the word Tumah is the Soyer Hanasa Befnim Mechaper, but only Mi Tumas, from certain, only some, but not all. If so, which one's yes, which one's not? Now let's learn out. Ma Mutsinu, just like we find, Shechol HaKakosif, Mechlal Kol Tumas. Which type of a Tumah does the Torah separate from other Tumas? Have Yom I tell you, Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshah. The Torah said a special chiddush of a korban oil of yerid. The Torah says if you're tamei and you go into the base of midrash b'shoyge, or you eat a basa kodshim b'shoyge, that you have to bring a new type of a korban. Usually the korbanos are a korban kavua. There's a chiyav chatis. You have to bring a chiyav oshon. Here the Torah gave a special type of a korban, an oil of yerid. So you see, by this tumas of midrash kodeshim, it has separate halachas. If so, Af Khan, here also, the Tumas Mikdash Kudeshov, Divir Reb Yudah. These are the words of Reb Yudah. That's how we know the Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says if somebody had this chet, that he went into the base of Mikdash when he was Tomei, or he ate Kachim that he was Tomei, and he had a idea about Chila, just by Saif, up until now by Yom Kippur, he still does not realize that he did the chet, so it's called an Avera B'Shege. He does not have a Kapara yet, because he did not, obviously, did not bring his korban oil of Yerid. So in such a case, this Sawyer, Hanasa Bifnim, the Sira Chatas, Hanasa the Sira Hashem, Hanasa Bifnim, is Toila protection. That's the pasuk of the Chiper al HaKodesh, Mi Tumas, from the Tumas, from the special Tumas that are separated other places. Well, it comes out too, right? Mito Shem Kodeshov. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mim Koimahu Mukhra. Shimon says, no, I know from the Pasuk itself, without your diet, mitumas, or even with your diet, but you don't know which tumas, the Pasuk itself says clearly. It says, Harei Oimer, it says, V'chipar ala kodesh, mitumas. It says clearly, mitumas shel kodesh. It says clearly, V'chipar ala kodesh, mitumas. It's your mechapar on which tumah? Tumah of kodesh. So it says clearly, that the tumah of coming into the base of Migdish, or the tumah of eating basa kachim when you're tamei, on such a chet, this Sawyer is toila. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, al kol tumah shabat kodesh, ye Sawyer zeh mechaper, maybe any type of a chet that you have, that you went into the base of Migdish when you were tamei, in any situation, this Sawyer would be mechaper. Talmud Leiman, no, the Pasuk says, umipishayim, l'chol chatosom. So that means, chatoyim dunya dipshoyim. There has to be a chet, dunya dipshoyim. Like Rashi, the half meaning was, bein sheyesh bo yediya, bein shein bo yediya. Maybe even if a person had no yediya, but chila b'soif, also this soyer is mechaper. So That we dash, you know, it says mipishayim. So therefore, chatoyim dumi de pshoyim. Ma pshoyim. Just like by a pesha, that means you know what you're doing. She'enam b'nei korbin, that you do not have to bring a korbin, because you're a pesha, you're amazing. There's no korbin. Is af chatoyim. Here in this pasuk, the kapor is on something that you do not have a chiv to bring a korbin. Af chatoyim she'enam b'nei korbin. So in other words, you cannot be talking about a case where you had a yediyah b'tchila, any yediyah b'soif. Like in the real case of Tumas Mikdash, where you have your two yediyahs, so then you chayev a korban. So we're not talking about that case. Here the pasuk is talking about chatoyim means a shoygeg, but dum yed pesha, that right now at least there's no chayev korban upon you. So it has to be that you do not have a yediyah b'soif. But still, how do I know? Liyesh bo yediyah b'tchila, vein bo yediyah b'soif. How do I know what Dafka talking about in this case, where you had a yediyah at the beginning, just now at the end you still do not realize it? In this case, that the soyer and asa b'fnim is toila, is hanging, protects you. Maybe it's going on the case the opposite, where you had a yediyah b'soif, but you do not have yediyah b'tchila. At the beginning you did not realize that you were tameh. Maybe that's the case, this soy is mechaper. On this note, Tom 11, the pasuk says, l'chol chatosom. That means, chai vei chatoi is the mashma. It's mashma that this chet is possible to bring you lidei korban. True, right now, you do not have the chi of korban. So the di is both ways. Chatoi ye mashma, you have a chi to bring a chatis. Pshoi ye mashma, no, there's no chi to bring a korban. You're like a pesha. You're like a mezid. So what is the case? Where you have yediyah b'tchila, and you, so far you do not have yediyah b'soif. In such a case, the person right now does not have a chiyuv korban. He does not have his yediyah b'soif yet. But the person is possible to have the chiyuv korban, because as soon as he realizes what he did, it's considered he had a yediyah b'tchila before it became tum, when he became tum, he knew about it. Then he went to the Beis Hamikdash, and now 2 weeks later he remembers. So this person is the in-between case. That right now, before he remembers, there's no chiyuv korban el v'yirin, but it's possible to have the chiyuv korban el v'yirin. So, such a person, this soyer hanasa nafnim is toila. That's how we learn it from this pasuk: mitipshayim l'chol chatosim. Has to be both categories. That right now there's no chiyuv, but the chiyuv is possible to come. Well. Reb Shimon says, because the pasuk says, "V'chiper al hakodesh mitumais." So that means mitumais kodesh. And the Tanakhama says it says mitumais. Mem means some and not all. So which some? The some that are different other places. These two are different that have a chiyuv korban al v'yirid. Nothing more explains. Omama, what did we just say? Yesh li binyan zeh lohavi gimel tumais. That I would have mean it was. For this pasuk, the soyer is mechaper in all three tumas: mitumas avodah zarah, v'tumas gil arayis, v'tumas shvichas damim. The question is, hay avodah zarah hechidami? What's the case talking about? The havamino that the soyer hanaseh b'fnim, the soyer l'Hashem, is mechaper on the chet of avodah zarah. What's the case? Ibemezid, if this person did the chet of avodah zarah b'mezid, if so bar kotlu, he's chayiv misa. Why should the sawyer be mechaper, be toila? He has the chi of misa, that's it. If the person worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg by mistake, so bar korbanu, he has a regular chi of korban kavua. So what are you telling me? The sawyer and asa b'fnim would be mechaper. Sumar says yes, the case would, the havmin would have been the mezid v'lo yasrabe. In the case where the person worshipped Avodah Zarah b'mezid, so he's not chai of a korban, yes, give me a chi of misa. There was no asra, so such a person has no kapara. So I would have thought that the soyer and asa b'fnim is mechaper. And the same thing further. Or else b'shoigeg lo yisyod alei. He did the chet b'shoigeg and he did not realize it yet. He didn't realize that it's avodah zarah, or he didn't realize that it's also to worship avodah zarah. So for such a person, this soyer would have been toiler. Kamash v'lo no. Gila Roy, it's the same question, Ami.